105.5 FM AM 1430 The King. This is Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, with another episode of The Voice on The King. And I thank you all so much for tuning in every Tuesday and Thursday for a episode of The Voice, where I am giving local and national leaders a platform to share their voice on The King with the world. Today, I'm actually going to have a conversation with a young lady that I met at the Jack and Jill of America Incorporated Cirque du Jack and Jill Children's Ball 2024. You all heard my last episode, which discussed the Cirque du Jack and Jill ball, and I had an amazing time. So I had the opportunity to meet a few people, of course, and one of the participants that I met had followed up with me. And you know, when you go to events, you market and network with others, but you never know if people are gonna follow through. This young lady followed through, and soon as she followed through, I said, well, you know what, I'm gonna have her on the next episode so I could just keep it in line. So I want to introduce you to my guest on The Voice on The King, and I'm actually gonna let her introduce herself. So go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners.
Hi, beautiful people. My name is Jody Smith, and I am the host of the Heart Helper podcast, and I'm so excited to be here today.
I am so excited to have you, Jody. You have such a beautiful spirit. You have such
Thank you. Beautiful heart.
It was so great meeting you in person, and then, you know, being able to receive your business card and to look up a little bit more about you. So I was eager to get you on a call and get you on The Voice on The King.
And I'm so happy to be here. I was like, just even speaking to you before we started recording, just your energy as well, your presence already within this short time that we've been talking, you have certainly been an inspiration to me. So I'm thankful to be here.
I am so excited. You all do not understand. Like, we have inspired one another, okay? She inspired me, even giving me a different way. And when I say different, a greater way, because we're always looking to evolve. She gave me a greater way to even come on this show today. So, Jody, I thank you for inspiring me. And I want to ask you, you know, leading from that, what is your passion and your purpose? I know you just shared something about your podcast, and I want you to give more information about that, because I believe that might be your current passion and purpose.
Absolutely. So I think my purpose is just being a light in this world, you know, and being a light, I'm like, where can I find different avenues to shine more of God's light? You know, I firmly believe that we're all born as seeds, you know, like you see a seed. The seed doesn't know if it's an orange or apple, but everything that you are meant to become is already in you. You know, we each are little lights. You might be an orange, I might be an apple. Everyone's different, a rose, a lily, but there's something in each of us that we are meant to become. So being in the right environment, having the right people around you helps to, you know, make you grow, make you bloom. So I just feel like I'm meant to be a light in this world. And when you're a light, it's, you're trying to put out what God has put in. So when I created the Heart Helper podcast, I was like, okay, God, this is your podcast. Let me say what you want me to say. Let me hear what you want me to hear. Let me just do what you want me to do. So that's really my passion. And I've always been passionate about media, about journalism. And I feel like we live in such a world where there's a lot of negative content. We see a lot of fights. We see a lot of over sexuality. And I'm like, I want to have a safe place where people could hear other people's hearts and hopefully get help for their heart, whether it's with anxiety, depression. Recently, I had someone on that was a recovered alcoholic. So in a world of influencers, I wanted to create a space where people could be inspired. And I feel like that's my purpose, be a light and be an inspiration.
My heart feels very full. What about you all? My heart feels full, Jody.
Thank you.
I feel like from your view of how you feel that you're here to shine and or shed light on others is something that is supposed to be very healing to others.
Absolutely.
And I think that when you can express something like that, you come from a healed place yourself.
It's work. And I feel like we're always on a journey of constantly healing. I'm very particular about what I portray because, you know, on social media, everyone only shows you the best versions of them, mm-hmm. but it's through vulnerability that we're able to help each other become. And my healing journey, man, if y'all listen to a couple episodes back, I've been through some things, but with God, man, it's a journey for all of us and it's daily work, but yes. I've really been willing to do the work. And, you know, all the guests that I have on the show, we help people with finding different ways that they could do the work for themselves, whatever that looks like. But healing is a journey. You don't wake up overnight and you're healed and everything's perfect. And healing hurts sometimes.
Yes.
It hurts.
Tell them the truth, Jody. You tell them the truth. Tell them the truth.
Girl, you got to crawl to that healing sometimes because you can't even walk to it. Come on now.
That is so true. And I know that all of my listeners can feel that in their heart, in their spirit, and in their mind. She's speaking true facts. Healing hurts.
Yes.
Healing is also something to be proud of. Something even through you have to give yourself grace through your healing.
Absolutely.
I think that's the best way to put it. And with that being said, Jody, I'm going to put them on pause. I can't let you give them everything today. I got to have them come back next time. I got to have them
not
come back next time.
Today, y'all. Keep listening. Keep listening to The Voice.
Yes, you all have to keep it locked here on The Voice, on The King for part two of this amazing episode that I'm having with Jody Smith. Who is, I believe she didn't even get to share it with you all. She's an author as well. She has two books, okay? And I want you all to learn more about Jody Smith, her books, as well as the Heart Helper podcast. Make sure you keep it locked in here with Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, on The Voice on The King on Atlanta's number one station, 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King.